This report on the Chiefs 2022 training camp is brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Ask Isabel Lopez or Jared Gurman about the credit union advantage for your home loan. The Chiefs finished their preseason with a 17-10 win last night over the Green Bay Packers. Some encouraging signs in the game for the Chiefs with the discovery of an effective running game. KC had 102 yards rushing last night as a team, and both Ronald Jones Jr. and Isaiah Pacheco had high rushing averages. Secondly, the Chiefs' defense was the surprise of the preseason. Kansas City's third-down defense was almost the best in the NFL, allowing only 12 third-down conversions in three preseason games in 41 opponent attempts. Finally, there was an encouraging sign in the punt return game and the ability of rookie wide receiver Sky Moore. Moore had 51 punt return yards in the game and just might be the week one regular season punt returner. So what do we know after 20 of these reports about the 2022 Kansas City Chiefs? One, the Chiefs still have a very talented roster led by Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, two of the very best to play their positions in NFL history. We also know the Chiefs defense could be the surprise of the AFC this season. They posted 11 preseason sacks in three games after having the fourth fewest sacks in the entire NFL last year. What we don't know is how the team will handle the week-by-week brutal schedule. Remember, the Chiefs are the only team in NFL history to open their first nine games against teams who had winning seasons the year before. And how will the rookies fare? I expect 20% of the 53-man roster to be rookies. So let's go. It's time to start the 2022 regular season, one that looks incredibly exciting week to week. Reporting from Kansas City, I'm Mitch Holtis, Voice of the Chiefs.